From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, September 27th. After briefly cooling down, temperatures are again approaching 100 degrees across the North State. The cost of keeping your home cool can be a financial burden. Clint Bruin is the Director of Energy and Building Performance for the Community Action Agency of Butte County. He says the group has programs in place to help residents afford their cooling costs.
Split into three components. It has the utility assistance part, which helps pay with PG&E bills. It also has a weatherization component to help reduce the energy burden so that hopefully their next bills aren't as high. And then it also has what they call an ESIP component, which is if someone has a heater or air conditioner that breaks down, we can go out and fix it for free.
Bruin says they are currently booked up about 3 weeks in advance and that residents should contact the agency as soon as possible if they're having problems keeping cool. Find a link at mynspr.org. In other news, the Yurok tribe was awarded a grant to provide electricity from clean energy. As NSPR's Adia White reports, the Department of the Interior announced the news yesterday.
$71 million from the Tribal Electrification Program will go to around 21 recipients, including the Yurok tribe. The program provides financial and technical assistance to bring clean energy to unelectrified homes. This is the second round of funding. The Yurok tribe will get more than $4 million to provide homes with or transition homes to zero-emission systems. The money will also support the development of a clean energy workforce. In 2000, an estimated 14% of households on Native American reservations had no access to electricity, which was 10 times higher than the national average. A 2022 federal report found nearly 17,000 tribal homes didn't have electricity. Most of those were in the Southwest region and Alaska. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
A popular travel center along Interstate 5 in the North State is closing. The Red Bluff Daily News reports Corning's TA Travel Center will be closing down for good in mid-October. The center offers travelers food as well as overnight parking and shower facilities. The paper reports around 40 jobs will be lost when the center closes. And in other news, state officials visited Trinity County this week to learn more about the challenges facing rural schools. The Trinity County Office of Education said the visit was a part of a state initiative to increase mental health support for California students. The initiative has nearly $5 billion in funding. State officials are learning more about how those funds can best be spent to support youth. Trinity County residents also attended meetings this week to share their experience and needs with those visiting state officials. In other news, drivers in Plumas County will soon have more options for charging their electric vehicles. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to data from the California Energy Commission, there are nearly 2 million zero-emission EVs registered in the state, with that number steadily increasing. But there are few public charging stations in counties north of Chico. Most that are in the area are along the I-5 corridor. Plumas County currently has none, but that will soon change. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, supervisors voted 4-0 at their last meeting to fund installation of two public electric vehicle charging stations in Quincy. The first stations will be equipped with slow chargers. They're less expensive and will give tourists an opportunity to shop local businesses while they're topping off their batteries. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Fares will be waived for bus riders in Butte County this Wednesday. As part of California Clean Air Day, Butte Regional Transit, or Beeline, routes and services will be free all day. Officials with Beeline said they hope this effort will encourage new ridership and begin a push to improve air quality in the region by encouraging the use of public transit. While residents can simply board most buses, riders still need to schedule rides on paratransit and dial-a-ride buses. And finally, it'll get easier for Californians to enjoy a nice day on the river. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife announced yesterday $7 million in grants from the federal government will be allocated to 10 projects in the state. The money will support recreational boating access. The city of Redding will get nearly $430,000 to maintain public fishing and river access along the Sacramento River, and Nevada County will get $106,000 to promote boating access for paddle crafts and improve recreational access to the Truckee River. And those are your headlines for Friday, September 27th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.